knowing the current condition and the age of the tree canopy in many parts of town, we're seeing very high numbers of trees falling during regular thunderstorms, and very concerned about what may happen during an event like this.
So what effect do you believe, say, tropical storm force winds would have on the city's tree covering today?
I think winds for a tropical storm, which I think the current forecast is something around 40 to 75 miles an hour, I think it would potentially create hundreds of downed tree and or large limb situation. So along with all the struggling, declining trees out there, I think there are many areas where large trees that are healthy and structurally sound, but just physically not capable of withstanding really high winds, they will also fall down. So I'm very concerned that what's left of our aging canopy really may have a huge dent, something hopefully not near the scale and scope of a Hurricane Hugo, but it's potential. It's possible.
And you were not in this area at that time?
I was not, no.
But from your knowledge, what were the short and long-term impacts of that level of tree loss here in Charlotte?
There were certainly hundreds, if not thousands, of public trees that were destroyed, and many, many more private trees, and even, well, probably a similar level of trees that were just damaged, that required action to reduce hazard and risk, that were removed subsequently after the storm. And it was a really big hit to the overall green infrastructure, the great natural resource that tree canopy is. And it was a huge loss in benefits. Now, the canopy healed itself. It came back, and we have one of the best canopies of any major city in the country. But there are areas that are aging, and I'm concerned that we're going to have a similar incident happen here where many, many large but also smaller trees are destroyed, and you know, we're going to lose a lot of benefits, environmental, social, and economic benefits that these trees provide every year.
And Mr. Porter, you've mentioned that term aging to describe
Yes.
the city's tree canopy a couple of times. Is that purely a disadvantage the older the trees get?
It can be. Older, larger trees, very stately, beautiful. They really speak to the spirit of you know, the Charlotte community. It's part of our identity, and they provide so many benefits. We can quantify the air quality, water quality, property value benefits they provide, but they're also made of wood. There's tons, you know, physically, there's actual tons of wood above our head, and when trees are, you know, they're living organisms, and when they decline in health and become hazardous, that's a really big public safety issue. So it's a tough line to walk to manage trees for the huge amount of public benefits and spiritual connection they have, but also to keep people safe. And it can be a problem. It's very challenging at times.
In terms of anticipating Irma, is your department doing anything right now? Is there anything you can do other than watch and wait?
Yeah, there's little we can do now. We're preparing based on our storm response and preparedness plans. You know, we're making sure all of our equipment is functioning properly, is fueled appropriately, you know, chainsaws sharpened, things like that, and making sure everyone knows what to do after the storm. We just want to share information with folks out there, citizens, to, you know, stay safe. Look at trees around your house, and if you can't remove a tree quickly over the weekend that's hazardous looking, you know, find a place that's safe, where, you know, if a tree did fall, it wouldn't necessarily injure you or damage, you know, property. But, you know, do your best to keep your eyes open and also monitor trees after the storm. Many times trees are damaged during a storm event and then slowly decline and fall and damage property or injure folks after the storm.
Tim Porter is city arborist for the city of Charlotte. Thanks very much for your time.
I really appreciate the opportunity, and I hope folks stay safe out there during the storm.